Wait a second.
Don't you dare.
I won't.
You thought about it. I saw your fucking hand go up.
You saw.
To give me the fucking air quotes.
You saw my air quotes, but could you guess what my air quotes were going to be?
But it was like, oh, there was one that said leotard, right? And so we were joking around, so we kept finding like random words that weren't actually part of the word search, wasn't one of the words it was supposed to be. Sure. Or we would like say it funny, stuff like that. So he
trying to make actual fun of this boring pastime.
Exactly. So, you know, one of the words was leotard. And so he goes, libtard. And then nobody says anything. It's just
who said that? Tim?
Tim. Tim said that, and me, Trish, and Dave just completely ignored him, and then, like, it was silent for about 5 seconds while we just continued. Because we had, like, made jokes and stuff, and then other people laughed. Nobody laughed at what he said, and it was extremely, amazingly awkward for 5 seconds before we just moved on. And I was like, thank you. Thank you for also recognizing that he just is over the top sometimes.
That he's just some
We're just making simple fun. And then you have to go, like, fucking political with it. Alrighty. Oh, here's one, Tim. Your bitch.
Stupid Tim. Fuck Tim.
Trish is doing nothing pretty much all day. She's on register right because we have to have somebody. Because the female owner who knows how to do it refuses to. She can. She does it all the time. But she'd rather just be on her phone in her office.
Oh yeah.
Which is fine. Like, they're gonna pay someone to do that. That's fine. Like, I'll take those hours, or she'll take those hours. But, she's like, I got nothing to do. You can bring a book. You can bring fucking anything. They don't care. They literally don't care, as long as you are able to get up and do stuff, and then when they say, hey, can you go sweep, or hey, can you do this, you go and do it.
The only person who cares is Sandra, and that's, like, sometimes.
Her thing that she brought is she brings, this is a 50-year-old woman, she brings word searches.
Sure, that's fine. It's just weird.
That's so boring.
I mean,
that's like the most boring thing you could have picked.
Yeah. Yeah. Coloring books would have been fine.
Yeah, you could have done that. Our fucking 80-year-old driver complains that people don't do anything at the register.
Yeah, because Juana brings Juana has like this diamond like a art painting thing. It's called diamond art painting.
That's also whatever.
Yeah, you take stickers. Beads that have sticky stuff on the back, and then you just put it in the spot it's supposed to go in. It's like a paint by numbers, but instead of paint, it's with crystals.
It's like the burler beads.
Very similar, yes.
Yeah, but Ron's just like fucking complaining about it. Whatever. I don't care. Welcome. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. We're talking about words today. We're talking podcast. Mm-hmm. Never not talking about words.
Never not.
I'm John, that's Steven, we got Liz.
Hello.
You wanted it 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, whenever we said we were going to get it to you, we didn't get it to you, we're getting it to you today. Whatever today is, a couple days before the new year, the last episode of the year, we're talking about synonyms. So we talked about this like 3 weeks ago, or whatever. We talked about giving a word and then guessing what the synonym was. Are we still doing that? Because that's how I made my list.
Wait, what? Giving the word and then the synonym?
So, how I made my list was it's 10 words that I don't think anyone, that either one of you have heard, except maybe in making this list. And then, because I was expecting for you two to guess what that word means, what the synonyms to that word are.
Oh.
Sure.
Okay, so some I picked like that, where I picked like a simple word and then here's the crazy synonym. But some of them are like, they're both.
Sure.
Like, I like both of them.
Sure.
So we can do that.
My list of 10 is only just 10 words, and then I'll just tell you what the synonym is.
Mine are synonyms, but...
Do you have 2 words?
No. They're synonyms. They're just synonyms.
Okay.
But it's synonyms in a... Well, you'll see.
Yeah, I guess we'll figure out how this podcast is going
episode
as we go.
They're technically
my
synonyms.
My question... is what word in the English dictionary do you think you are synonymous with?
What? I don't know that many words. I can't be clever enough for that.
Mine's easy. It's animal.
I mean, yeah, easy. It has to be.
Done. But
in, I don't know. Pedantic is pretty close.
In actuality, I don't know what pedantic, because I'm not pedantic about a lot of things. It's only a couple things that I'm like super pedantic about. Just like everybody. Everybody has like their one thing that they're like.
What am I pedantic about?
Plants.
Goblin
I'm
mode.
Pedantic about plants?
Yeah.
I feel like I explain it pretty on layman's terms. I'm not using big words
That's not what pedantic means.
Yeah. Typically. Being nitpicky and like very specific.
Yeah, you're specific. You are.
It's not using jargon. It is just.
It's very. You want. You're going for a very technically correct answer.
Yeah, that's pedantic. Which I'm pedantic a lot, but not about. I mean, only about things that I know.
I'm not.
That I feel that I know.
I looked up.
I would go goblin mode.
Looked up. In the
goblin
dictionary.
Mode is Steven.
Yeah. In the dictionary, what pedantic means. And it says, of or like a pedant.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that. That. Why are so many definitions like that? Why is that a thing?
Merriam-Webster says go fuck yourself. More like, I don't know.
Correcting small errors, caring too much about minor details.
That's not you.
Being myopic.
About different things, about certain things, sure.
I like myopic.
I would say,
as well.
I had the word.
Ooh, I'll take either spiteful or petty as well. But goblin mode seems way more fun.
Spiteful?
You have no idea. Spite, it's weird. I was
you
when
were,
I was.
You were or you are now?
I was when I was
know
a young
if you're
boy.
Spiteful.
I was when I was a young boy. I am spiteful if I feel wronged.
Sure. What's a...
I'm not going to go out of my way to be spiteful.
For me, it's going to be skeptical.
That's fun, too.
I'm pretty skeptical.
I don't know. I'm going to say I don't. Indecisive.
Sure.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's true.
What would you describe me as? Because I can't think of one, therefore it's indecisive.
It's not my job to answer the question that I posed to you for you.
Then I'm picking indecisive.
Okay.
I feel like I can be pretty indecisive, though.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm probably going to have to look up some of these again because I'm going to mispronounce them.
Sure.
Page is not uploaded or updated on my phone. Okay, there we go.
I'll say my number 10. My number 10 is not, like, super impressive. The word is round.
Round?
Now, are you going to guess what the synonym is?
See, this is how I thought we were going to do it, was you give us the crazy thing, and then we guess the normie-ass
gotcha.
Synonym. Because I'm not gonna be able to guess what crazy word.
Gotcha. Okay, well, then I spoiled that one. It's globose.
Globose.
I really just like that word.
Globose.
I like globose as a word. And if we are being pedantic...
Globose.
That is a word that you describe plants as if they are round.
Sure.
You don't say this is a round leaf, you say it's a globose leaf.
The globose leaf. Sure.
That is exactly how you call it.
If you looked out globose when you're talking about a plant, if I was like, yeah, the leaves are pretty round on it, you're like, are you eating globose, you fucking idiot?
No. I wouldn't correct you.
I'm leaving that plant shop.
I would not correct you. But there are many times where people say outrageous stuff, and then I just basically repeat what they say, and I'm like, yeah, this is definitely, and then I say it with the right word. Like, if someone calls a hydrangea hydrunga, I'm gonna absolutely just be like, yes, you're right, this hydrangea is blue.
I do that all the time. I do that all the time.
I ask. Because I'm a dickhead. Because I know, I 100... If I ask you...
I do that sometimes, too.
If I ask you, what did you just say? I know what you meant. I know what you meant. But I want you to know that I know that you have no fucking idea what you're saying.
I mean, I had the same... A different person say hydrangea. And I said, what's that? And they tried to explain it to me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we got plenty of hydrangeas.
We got hydrangeas all over the place.
And then we just don't address it. We just bypass it. So that they know they fucked up without me saying, hey, you fucked up.
Yeah, hydrangeas.
You dumb idiot. Noctambulist.
Noctambulist.
And you are pronouncing these right.
Noctambulist. I'll put in my sound out and Google will do it for me.
Noctambulist. Okay.
Noctambulist.
Noctambulist?
It's a noun.
I mean, it's...
It's a noun.
It's a noun.
It's a person. It's like someone who likes to be at night. You're I am noctambulous. I like to be out at night. It's like a night owl thing,
I'm thinking
right?
It's like a surprise.
I'm gonna take...
Thing. Like you're surprised. Mm-hmm. Noctambulous. I am absolutely noctambulous about this.
It's a noun.
It's a noun.
Okay. Not a verb. Okay. I don't know.
I believe I nailed it.
Sure, we'll go with time of day.
You're close.
Bam.
It's a sleepwalker.
Okay,
a sleepwalker.
Sure. Not. So, okay, so ambliss, amble, ambling?
I guess.
Sure. Reasonable.
Someone who ambles?
Yeah.
At night.
Reasonable. Mine is a three-piece because I enjoy... These are all mean the same thing. Bread, cheese, dough. They are synonyms for money.
Oh, okay.
Big fan.
Sure. Sure, sure, sure.
There's some goofy ones on there.
Okay, I would like to make a point real quick.
Sure. This is slang 2.0, by the way. That's just a synonym.
Okay, sure.
A slang. Slang is synonym for synonym.
So we were watching a shitty Hallmark movie yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And some extra pops up on the screen, and Liz is like, that's the dude from NSYNC.
Which one?
I don't know.
Lance Bass?
No. Mm-mm. His name's Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone?
Is that how you
fucking idiot?
I didn't know what his last name was. I didn't know what his name
Joey
was.
Joey Fat One.
I just...
Yeah. Yeah. Is that his nickname? Do you know that?
It's Joey Fatone. I know who that is.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an NSYNC.
He knows who it is.
Okay, I'm just the one... Okay, that's
he's
fine.
He's in a shitty Hallmark movie. We looked it up. It absolutely...
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that I'm dude... surprised that she was like, hey, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, NSYNC.
I don't know,
Slaps.
Man.
You know, who else was in NSYNC? Was,
Justin Timberlake.
Was it Justin? Oh, Aaron Carter's older brother was in the other one.
Yes,
was
he was Backstreet in Backstreet Boys. Boys. Yeah, Nick Carter.
R.I.P. in peace, Aaron Carter.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Fine. Whatever.
How I Beat Shaq, a banger.
You probably already know what this one is. It's Maelstrom.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Maelstrom's a great word.
Big typhoon. Mm-hmm. Or big storm. Mm-hmm. Maelstrom.
A maelstrom is...
Maelstrom.
I mean, it's got multiple synonyms, but the one that I chose was shambles.
Sure.
In shambles?
In shambles.
It's a maelstrom of... You know, it's chaotic.
Jeez, whoa. Sure.
I'm just throwing shit.
That's, at least that's your old phone.
Yeah. This is the only phone
you got.
Lost.
Two phones.
No.
My number nine is Flim Flam.
Ooh, Flim Flam? Fuck yeah.
You're I've a flim heard flam before, man. I didn't know what it was. What is it? What's flim flam?
And you're like a you're a snake oil. You're a snake oil guy, or it's dog shit.
It's
whatever.
A noun. It's a noun.
Flim flam. Trash.
Flim flam.
Yeah.
Flim flam.
Aluminum foil.
Worthless trash.
It's a trick or deception.
Yeah, you're a flim flam.
I've never heard that before.
Snake oil.
A
man.
A flim flam man.
Yeah, get bamboozled. Get flim flammed.
Get flim flammed, you idiot.
I've never heard that before. Flim flam.
Yeah, flim flammed.
That sounds like something your parents would come up with as a replacement curse word.
Flim.
Like mine's
the flim flam.
Shut the flim flam. Absolutely not.
No.
That sounds like some bullshit.
That's a red flag. If
I'm
on a date and someone uses flim flam instead of a cuss word, yes, absolutely.
If I'm on a date with somebody and they use anything in lieu of a cuss word...
You could not curse.
You could not curse.
You
could say crap instead of shit.
Sure.
You like the...
But I'm saying if you're coming up with silly
curse
words, mm-hmm. First of all, I don't think... Words are words. If you are using another word in lieu of a word because you think that it's the same fucking thing. We're talking about synonyms here, people.
Yeah.
It has the same power, I promise you. You can give it the same power.
Exactly.
But if I'm on a date with somebody and they say frick instead of fuck,
I don't like it. It's gross.
If you say the F word after every single word, if you say fuck after every single word, that's also a red flag.
Yeah.
If you can't get a sentence out without
I don't like when people say
cussing.
Poop instead of shit. I don't like
poop.
It. Yeah, I don't. I decidedly you just don't like the word don't poop. Like it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's weird.
Get.
Because you're pooped. Thinking about actual poop.
No.
Get pooped on is really get funny. Pooped on. my number 9, slurp.
Slurp?
Yeah. Do I need to... It sucks.
It's slang,
you didn't
yeah. Take your pants off, yeah. Suck is the synonym for slurp.
Yeah.
Sure.
Slurp's a great name. It's a... Jesus, Christmas Christ. It's a great word.
Using
slurping
like,
glizzy. We know what that means.
Yeah, slurping glizzies.
You're just gonna have, like, rap lyric synonyms on your fucking... Is that your list?
No, we got, well, a little bit.
Where's Glizzy on your list? How many times you got Glizzy on your list?
Glizzy doesn't make a list.
You don't have Glizzy on there twice?
No.
What was that list that you had Glizzy on there twice?
I don't remember. We had Glizzy on there twice for sports equipment?
Yeah.
Sports tools?
Yeah, you like the gun, the gat, the Glizzy, and the hot dog.
Yeah, the Glizzy, the hot dog. Hell yeah, dog. Slurping Glizzies. Shout out Kobayashi.
My number 8 is Bafflegab.
Bafflegab. This sounds like Flim Flam, dog.
It is a noun.
Thank you for letting us know if it's a noun or not.
Bafflegab.
Bafflegab.
This is Flim Flam, for sure. 100%.
What in the Flim Flam?
They're the same word.
Bafflegab. This is Tim. He baffles you because he won't shut the fuck up. This is an outrageous person.
If Tim was smart, I would say yes. It's essentially jargon. It's just jargon.
Oh, it's a Gish Galliber?
It's confusing or generally unintelligible jargon. Yeah. So like if Anthony was just in the chat talking about weird doctor terms that I've never heard of, that's Bafflegab.
Sure. Bafflegab. My number 8 is Ambuscade.
Ambuscade. That sounds like a Pokemon.
This is a verb.
Ambuscade.
Okay, that's not mine. Mine, okay, never mind.
Or I pronounced it wrong. I don't know. I didn't look up the pronunciation.
It's a verb?
Yeah.
To ambuscade? He, she, we, ambuscade?
Ambuscade.
I don't know. I have zero guess. Use it in a sentence, please.
To walk briskly.
It's an attack. It's an ambush. Oh, it's an ambuscade.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, it's not mine though.
He, she, we, attack.
He, she, we, attack.
Number 8?
Cash.
Okay, for money?
No.
Dollar?
Mm-mm. Cash for good.
Okay, that's cash money?
That's so, I don't really like the money part. Like, that's so cash?
Sure.
I hate that.
I really enjoy it. No, I enjoy I hate it quite that. A bit, actually.
I hate taking normal words like that and just making it so difficult to understand what it means per year because it changes every single year.
Yeah. Cash is old, though.
Yeah, but it changed. It changed meaning.
When?
Or it added meaning.
Yeah. Well, I've got a few on here that do that.
You could say it. It's like saying shit.
Nah, cash
is I mean,
great.
Shit is timeless, because you can say you're the shit, you are shit, mm-hmm. You know, we understand, as a society,
cash is all good,
what
though.
That means.
Cash is always good.
Yeah, but, like, I
cash
can't
is never not bad.
Subtle difference.
Would you name a kid Cash?
No.
Neither would I.
Yeah, why would you? No.
It's a bad name.
It's like naming your kid Apple. You fucking hate that kid.
I would not name a kid Apple either, no. Mm-hmm. There aren't very many fruit names I'd name a kid.
Peach is
Arangelo.
About
what? Aubergine?
Arangelo. My mom had a kid named Arangelo, and then her brother was Diablo.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, I remember. She told me.
That's fucking rad as hell.
Absquatulate?
Absquatulate?
Absquatulate.
What? Play it again.
Absquatulate.
Squatulate.
It sounds like squatulate.
Squatulate.
It is.
Is the app silent? What?
Why would the app be silent?
Squatulate. The fuck?
This isn't English.
The fuck does that word mean?
Is it a noun?
It is.
Oh
use
my
it
god,
in a
quit
use
using
it in
nouns.
Use it
I'm sorry,
in
I'm
sentence.
Sorry. It's a verb.
Okay, yeah. I was about to say, there's no way I can figure it out if it's a noun.
Squatulate. This sounds like I don't know, man.
This sounds like...
This feels like brainstorming. Like, it feels like that type of verb.
Someone who's delusional enough that they're acting like a bird.
Squatulate.
Squatch. Sure.
Squatch.
To leave abruptly.
Is it really?
Yeah. So, hightail, vamoose, vanish.
Sure. An Irish goodbye. It's when you get really drunk at a party and you just leave without telling anybody you left.
It's you.
Yeah. Absolutely it is.
100%. In your own house.
Yeah, no.
You're like, well, I'm gone.
I didn't leave the party.
You don't even say anything. You just go up to your room and fall asleep.
I didn't leave a party. I went to bed, dog. There's a big difference.
He never left. He never arrived.
Oh, man.
This next, what is it, number 7?
Mm-hmm.
Decumbent.
Incumbent?
Decumbent.
Decumbent.
Is that a noun?
It is a noun.
Incumbent means to, yes. Like, isn't it like a political thing?
Yes.
You become an incumbent? Yes. So,
decumbent.
Decumbent is the opposite of that. Yeah. You just get, like, reversed politically, like, annexed, exiled then?
Well, instead of it, you're the challenger. You're not the incumbent, you're the challenger.
You lost?
No. Incumbent is just the person who was elected last time.
Okay, sure.
So, decumbent, I'm going to say, is the challenger.
For a challenger.
You are the new arrival.
Okay, sure.
No, it's a plant laying on the ground.
Decumbent? That plant decumbent? That's so stupid.
It's a plant that grows and then, like,
sure.
Grows laterally.
Sure, like that one that grows, like, an inch a year and lives for millennia? I don't remember what
that would
called.
Be a decumbent plant.
Decumbent?
It's a Welwitschia.
We'll witch you. My number 7 is Gucci.
Okay.
Self-explanatory.
Shit's good.
Shit's Gucci, baby.
Foo-fa-ra.
Foo-fa-ra. This sounds like...
Foo-fa-ra.
Foo-fa-ra. This sounds like a bunch of hoopla.
It's a noun.
Hoopla.
Yeah, it's that.
That's not a noun.
Hoopla's a noun.
That would be a lot of hoopla. That would be a noun. What was it?
Foo-fa-ra.
Foo-fa-ra. Is a noun?
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. Sure, yeah. I'll say that this is the same as hoopla. It's just... It's a bunch of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You're correct!
Bang! Easy.
It's just a made-up word.
A great deal of fuss or attention given to a minor matter.
Man, if they had put... A great deal of hoopla?
Yeah.
Man, that would felt so good.
That's the definition. That's the word in the definition.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I was going to use Much Ado About Nothing, but it is hoopla.
This is licentious.
Licentious?
Ooh, licentious? Licentious.
What is it a noun?
Sounds sneaky.
Adjective.
You can be this?
You can be licentious.
Yeah, I'm going to say sneaky. Or sticking to the shadows. Low down.
There's a few synonyms to this that are just basic, but the one I chose, I think, describes it the most.
Yeah. Those words I said before, I'm not going to say them again. Those are the words I believe are also synonyms with this word.
I say dexterous.
Fast and loose. Or promiscuous.
Okay.
But I like fast and loose. I feel like that describes it the best.
Sure.
Licentious.
I feel like if I read that in a word, like in a book, and I gave you the what I like, I would think the what I thought that word was forever. I would never look up the definition for that word because I would assume what I initially thought was just the correct definition. If that makes
it
any sense.
It depends on the context because
no,
if
I
you're
know.
Reading like a scene with like a hooker and she's like
sure.
Being licentious, you
sure.
Wouldn't be like. What did you think it was?
Sneaky. Because, like,
yeah,
a hooker
okay,
a hooker
sure,
can
she could also
be sneaky.
She could
down.
Also be sneaky, I guess.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't depends on the
yeah.
Context.
Mm-hmm.
I like how on, I read books off of Kindle, like the Kindle app, and you can just hold down a word, and it'll give you, like, 50 definitions, like, from different web pages on what
That's
it means.
Cool.
So I don't have to actually look up anything. I can
mm-hmm.
Just quickly Google it. It's nice. Unless you're on an airplane. You can't do that.
Because I didn't download their Wi-Fi.
Slats.
I'm surprised that's not higher
just,
up.
They're just all for good.
Nope, we've got better ones coming up.
I hope so. We're mm-hmm. in the top five now.
You got Chug on here?
Hell fucking yeah, I got Chug on here. Fucking what? Of course.
You got Tug?
No, we don't have Tug.
God damn.
No.
Tug would be lower. It's not as aggressive as Chug.
Nah, dog. Chug is so good. Chug is so good.
Halcyon?
Halcyon.
Yeah, thank you. Halcyon.
I know what it means. I'm not going to give you the...
I don't actually know what that means.
Halcyon.
That's a noun, right?
Yeah. It can be both.
It can be both, but it's an adjective.
I've heard that a lot, actually. But I don't actually know what it means.
Bright. Shining. It's shining. The Halcyon lights or something like that. It's like angelic almost. Very bright.
Okay.
It's used in Fallout New Vegas. You go out to the middle of the desert and you charge up a big old solar array and then you just start blasting people from the fucking moon.
Halcyon light.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So you said, I'm not going to say it, and then you said it anyway. Also, that's not what it is.
What is it?
It's calm.
It's calm?
It's calm.
What the fuck?
Denoting a period of time in the past that was idyllically happy and peaceful. Calm.
I've been lied to. Fallout New Vegas lied to me.
Is this another thing where you didn't look it up, so you just associated
it was used. It was used in the fucking... in the thing, and then you go fucking... It was zero peace. Zero calm. Unless it was like the calm before the storm type deal?
Halcyon.
Fucking Halcyon. Crazy.
Okay, so this word is trumpery.
Trumpery?
Now please tell me all of the synonyms you think this is.
Trumpery is, it's the things that Trump has done, right? Trumpery?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not showing his tax returns.
Yep, okay.
I think being better.
Leading a coup against the United States.
What are the adjectives that you would describe these things as?
An adjective?
Yes, it's an adjective.
False-faced.
Pretty close, yeah. Falsehood, sure.
Okay, there we go. Bang.
Give me another one.
I would hyperbole, embiggening, to trump up.
Rubbish, trash, trickery, and falsehood. Trumpery.
Trumpery. This one is actually, you could actually try and guess it. Deads.
Deads? How do you spell that?
D-E-A-D-S.
Just deads.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of word is it?
It's a noun. You have these things.
The name you got the deads?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna go to drugs.
It's a good guess.
Deads?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say, I don't know. Bad shoes. Old money. Shoes. Oh.
See, that was my second guess.
Fucking deads!
Was gonna be
dead
money.
Presidents. Deads.
Sure.
Sure.
It's ridiculous. I can continue.
I pulled my list again. Our number four.
Yeah.
Otalgia.
Otalgia?
Otalgia. Sorry. Otalgia.
Is it a...
It's a noun.
It's a noun. Oh my god, what's with all these nouns?
I'll use it in a sentence.
Sure.
You're giving me an otalgia.
An aneurysm.
It's like
brain hurdy.
I don't think it's brain hurdy.
I think it's brain hurdy.
So you're busting my balls.
Yeah, same vein.
It's an earache.
You're talking
same
my,
vein.
You're talking my ears off.
This one's pretty easy. Splendiferous.
Splendiferous. I don't actually know what that means. I've heard it lots of times. Like, good.
It's an adjective.
Positive. Splendiferous. Lighthearted.
Splendiferous.
Goodness.
Splendiferous. It means showy.
showy. Sure.
Or like you're showy.
The word itself is showy, so.
I looked up Halcyon to make sure I wasn't fucking crazy. It is a light focusing array.
Is it spelled the same?
Yeah. H-A-L-C-Y-O-N?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good lord. I was about to... Okay. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't going fucking nuts.
Maybe because Jesus also has a bright ray of light. And what? He is calming. It means the same thing.
What the Halcyon? Fuck was that? Jesus. How drunk are you?
I'm not drunk.
What kind of connection is that?
You take Jesus. He's an array of light. He's calming to lots of people who believe in that shit.
What are you talking about? You put two and two together.
I can only say it so many times.
I would never... That's a connection I would never make. I'm a crazy person. 100%. Through and through. What number are we on? Four?
Three. Yeah,
four.
Unless you didn't give your four.
I don't believe I gave my four.
What's your four?
Slick.
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 Hey there, Slick.
Well, yeah. Yes and no.
Clever.
Sure. Just enjoy the word slick.
Okay. What does it mean to you?
Smooth.
Yeah.
Finesse.
Sure.
Sly.
Alcazar.
Alcazar?
Alakazam. That's the guy who just says Alakazam. No. Alcazar says Alakazam.
It is a noun.
Alcazar.
Yeah, it's a person. It's a proper noun.
That's not how proper nouns work, Liz.
That's not how proper nouns work.
What do you mean? It's someone's name.
Alcazar.
Sure.
Can I get a fucking sentence with this bad boy in it?
Look over there! It's an Alcazar!
It's an Alcazar? Is it like a...
An outdoor...
We out here in the Alcazar.
Yeah, it's like a bazaar. It's like a marketplace.
Is it an open... Is it like a... God damn it. What is that stupid... Fuck. God.
It's a pavilion. It's a party.
Yeah, it's like a... It's like an outdoor... It's like the bazaar of Baghdad, but not the Magic Gathering card, but the place.
It is a Spanish palace or fortress.
Ooh, that's cool.
Nice.
That's...
It also
is
very
that a synonym?
Yeah.
That's just a word in Spanish that means a different word.
It's not a word in Spanish.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Okay, cool. It's like, yeah, it's a fortress, but it's in Spanish. That's not a synonym, what the fuck? That's just fortress in Spanish.
It's
just
a translation.
Yeah.
Very close to Alex's last name, though.
It is.
Alcantar.
Mm-hmm. Dead Alex.
Yeah, he's dead.
About to be Australian dead Alex. That's fucking crazy.
Lacrimose.
Lacrimose? You're gonna fall. One of these days, you're gonna fall, and you're gonna bonk your noggin.
I'm gonna be so upset, because you're gonna knock shit over. Mm-hmm. You're probably gonna grab that, and it's not sturdy enough, and it's gonna fall on you.
I'll be okay.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna be okay.
Lacrimose?
Lacrimose.
Luminant.
Lacrimose?
Lacrimose.
Lit AF.
Lit AF. Lacrimose?
That thing makes me feel lacrimose.
Oh, depressed.
I'm gonna go melancholy. Not fully depressed, but like a happy sad, you know? Wine. That wine makes me lacrimose.
Depressed.
Lacrimose is sad. So meet in the middle and you're good. Happy sad? What's a happy sad?
Melancholy.
Melancholy's not happy sad. Melancholy's like, I don't feel anything.
Or,
happy sad is like you're watching a Disney movie.
Sorry, maudlin. Maudlin is the word I was thinking of, not melancholy.
Sure.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Sisura.
Susurration.
Mm-hmm. No.
Sisura?
Sisura.
the sound?
Susurration is the sound. Susurration is the sound of
a lot of small sounds. Stuff. Yeah.
That's great. That's a fantastic
Bugs crawling around is a susurration.
Yeah, where the sound the sand makes as it gets loosened on a dune.
What was your word? Susurra?
Susurra.
What's your ASMR sound?
Susurration.
That is for sure yours.
I don't really like...
Sound? Oh, ASMR. I like bright tingly. Not tingly, but
Like wind chime, kind of like
tingly.
I realized recently it is the... it's video game noises. Not the actual video game noises, it's playing the game. It is the controller buttons being pushed.
Clicking noises.
It's the controller buttons being pushed or the slight clacking of the keyboard.
I
like it a whole lot. I do not like the mouse clicking, but the rest of it's very good.
I do like mechanical keyboard noises.
I've been playing on my Steam Deck, and the sound of me pushing these buttons, very satisfying.
Mm. Mine's really basic. It's just rain.
I mean, rain... Fucking
thunderstorms.
Nature.
Wind.
Almost all nature sounds are up there. I'm thinking of man-made sounds.
Oh, man-made sounds.
Because it's white noise and people whispering and whatever. You got a lot of that shit.
Whispering.
I don't want to hear anybody talk. I want to hear people eat. I don't want to hear people talk. I want to hear people.
I like the rustling at coffee shops. Or just rustling.
The background chatter at a coffee shop is fine.
It's very good.
If it's in the background, if you're right up in it and someone's talking to you to where you can understand what they're saying, that's not what I want.
I like where I'm listening to a fucking lo-fi compilation and they just have chatter in the background that you can hear, but you can't understand. It's very satisfying.
What's your number two?
Susurra means break.
Break?
Yeah. Or pause.
Okay. Sure. Demitas.
Is that a noun?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Veritas means safety. I don't know what demitas means.
Hold on 1 second. I'll go get the demitas.
Oh, it's a door. Yeah. It's a door. Or it's not. There's someone
I'll
at the demitas.
I'll go get the dog. The dog's outside. He's barking.
Did you lock the demitas before we left?
You go with dog?
I'm going with dog. It's the dog.
It's a small cup for serving strong black coffee after dinner.
It's a mug?
Yeah, it's a small cup.
Would you drink an espresso out of a demitas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I would drink out of a demitas.
Yeah, it's basically an espresso cup.
I just want to call it a demitas.
Demitas.
My word, this word's pretty easy. It's a rapscallion.
Rapscallion?
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
It's a scoundrel. How dare you? Scoundrel.
The sea bandit. My number two is chug.
Hey, there we go.
Chug.
Chug dick all day.
Chugging.
Chug my dick? Absolutely.
Hot pizza in the mouth. Chugging.
Can chug. It's great. This chugs. You chug.
It's the opposite of dick in the mouth hot. You gotta say pizza in the mouth hot.
Pizza in the mouth hot.
When you're chugging dick.
That I did like that we use that at Sidewalk a lot. If you eat something too hot, ooh, it looks like a dick in the mouth hot. You're
Sure. Sure. Reasonable.
Dick in the mouth hot, yep.
Thank you, Ricky. I think it's tchotchke.
Oh, yeah, tchotchke's great.
Yeah, we know.
Nope, tchotchke.
Okay, it's not tchotchke.
Okay, so I'll spell it for you. T-C-H.
Okay.
O-T-C-H.
Russian.
Okay. K-E.
Ukraine.
Okay.
No, it's North American.
The word is definitely not North American.
There's no way this is American.
It is originally a Russian word.
Yes, thank you.
Does it just mean trash? Like, a tchotchke is just, like, small, like,
yeah, trinkets. But that's not a tchotchke. Tchotchke is pronounced tchotchke.
Damn, well, I don't fucking know. I've never heard this word before in my life. Use it in a sentence.
I mean, Steven got it. It's a trinket.
Yeah.
It's a small object.
It's just, that's the Russian.
Or a pretty girl or woman.
I would never call a woman a tchotchke.
Wait. Have it pronounce it again.
Tchotchka. Yeah, that's just Russian.
Tchotchka?
That's the Russian version of tchotchke.
Tchotchke.
100%.
Tchotchka.
Tchotchka.
Shout out to Russians for being, like, literary, like, really good. Mm-hmm. Even though the 95% of the stuff they talk about is just fucked up and weird. But, like, it's really gorgeous. Very pretty.
Are you nuts?
No. Have you read Lolita?
I just mean they're like, the way they say words, like, them and German sound terrible.
No, I don't mean pronunciation.
It is not a romantic language.
No, I meant the written.
It does not sound it.
The way the writers are.
You mean the translated versions?
Sure, but you still have to go from somewhere to something.
Yeah.
It's like Murakami. Murakami's are gorgeous books, but, like, I'm not gonna, they're Japanese, you know? Like, yeah. The dude's Japanese, even though he wrote them in English and then translated them back into Japanese like a fucking maniac.
My number one.
Isn't War and Peace by a Russian guy?
Yeah, no.
Russian?
Yes, yeah, Tolstoy,
yeah.
War, what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely.
What a banger. Tolstoy. And Lolita, and, isn't Kafka, is he Russian? He's over there, right?
Kafka is, I want to say, German.
Like, Austrian or some shit?
He may have been Austrian.
He's like, he's Eastern European. Germany is not.
German.
Oh, he is German?
German speaking Bohemian.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Where's that?
Bohemian?
Bohemia?
It's a place?
I think so.
Oh, I thought Bohemian just meant that you were, like, the hippie of your place.
Bohemia is in the Czech Republic.
It's an actual place.
Isn't What's-His-Face? Isn't fucking Freddie Mercury that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. I can see it. In his face. So my number one is... It's Hullabaloo. I really like
Hullabaloo. That's really good.
The synonym to Hullabaloo was Pandemonium, which I also thought was not necessarily the synonym I would have chosen, but I like that
Pandemonium,
word also.
Pandemonium is far, far, far more serious than Hullabaloo, though, right?
I agree.
But yes. They mean the same thing.
Sure. Severities, though.
Sure.
They're very, like,
it's just it's a big thing.
Between Hullabaloo.
It's a big thing, it's a big Hullabaloo, or it's Pandemonium.
Between Hullabaloo and Pandemonium, absolutely would work as a scale.
Sure, but they mean the same thing, so it is the same scale. It's
yeah,
just
100%.
The severity on
that. Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. Like, between JFK and 9/11, like, which is worse? Like, where in this Pandemonium are we at?
Which one's worse, 9/11? Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, like, where on the scale between JFK and 9/11, like, where on the scale are we at? Is this a Jan 6? You're like, are we there? How close to 9/11 is that?
How close to 9/11 is January 6th?
Yeah.
Oh, not close.
But
not
how far?
Close.
How close is it to
Is January to January 6th wasn't as bad as JFK assassination.
Yeah, I think it's less bad than 9/11. JFK assassination.
You think 9/11 is less bad than
January
6th
is less
6th.
Bad than JFK assassination.
Okay, yeah,
it'd be
I agree.
From January 6th to 9/11. And then you've got
is
JFK.
Is 9/11 worse than JFK?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. 9/11 is worse than JFK's death.
It's a sitting president,
okay.
Though.
Yeah.
Versus, like, 1,500. How many people died in 9/11?
Not 1,500, but, like, a couple hundred?
I think it was a lot.
It was a lot. You got everybody on the planes.
Yeah.
So it's, like, 200 people.
Plus all, the cancer stuff from the...
And then you got the people who are in the towers.
3,000. 3,000 people? Yeah, that's way worse than JFK. That's way worse than JFK. That's way worse than JFK. How dare you even insinuate?
Okay, sure.
Also, but, JFK was president like that.
But they're both...
Just one guy.
I mean, they're both government plots, so, you know, they're the same.
One of them's a government plot. One of them...
Yeah, JFK just did that, and Bush did 9/11. Okay, you're right.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, Jeff Yule and Steel Beans and all that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. January 6th is not as bad as JFK's death, and JFK's death is nowhere near as bad as 9/11.
Okay, sure. So JFK to 9/11.
That's not how that works.
I bet there's a bunch of stuff.
It's on a scale.
I bet you there's a bunch of stuff worse than Jan 6th, but less bad, like worse than Jan 6th, worse than JFK, less bad than 9/11.
Sure, yeah. I agree.
Well, 9/11 is like top tier. So everything is less than 9/11.
That, I don't know if that's true.
In this country?
9/11's pretty bad.
Are you considering world events that we just
that happened in this country? We're talking about just...
Christopher Columbus is worse than 9/11.
Yeah, but that didn't happen to Americans.
And It happened to Indigenous peoples.
It didn't happen to us, Americans. Like, we would not consider the people Columbus... did those things to America.
So we're considering ourselves Columbus's people.
There are already people who had come to the North American area before.
Okay, so we're saying 1776 to today.
Yeah. So we gotta
set these parameters.
Declaration of Independence, and then boom, immediately.
Or
issues.
whatever the Mayflower hit.
So
whatever.
What's worse, the Trail of Tears or 9/11?
Trail of Tears.
Okay, sure. I'm just trying to figure it out.
But that's also not done to Americans. It's done to Native Americans.
I mean, yeah, exactly. So how bad is it really?
What happened to our citizens, John? That's what we care about.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I was born with a Social Security card. If someone's born with Social Security, they matter.
So, the Trail of Tears also killed about 3,000 people.
Wait a second.
Don't you dare.
I won't.
You thought about it. I saw your fucking hand go up.
You saw...
To give me the fucking air quotes.
You saw my air quotes, but could you guess what my air quotes were going to be?
People.
Mm-mm. It was going to be Americans.
Okay.
So, 9/11 killed 3,000 Americans. Trail of Tears only killed 3,000 people. And where's the, on a scale of people to America?
Okay, but to be fair, the people who died in 9/11.
Yeah.
It was unjust deaths all around.
All around. Trail of Tears, awful. But how many people died instantaneously or soon after versus Trail of Tears?
Yeah, Trail of Tears is worse because it suffered.
Yeah,
sure.
it's suffering.
Sure. And it's called the Trail of Tears. How can you name a historical event the Trail of Goddamn
9/11
Tears?
Is just a date.
It's a date, yeah. It's the date that it happened. Sure. We don't have a name for it. But Trail of Goddamn Tears?
I mean, yeah, you're right.
It took months. Yeah, they don't have a date.
Shout out to the Pacific Northwest also for Dutch Bros having a drink that's called 911, but everybody calls it 9/11 because of course you would when you see 911.
Exactly.
And then everybody working at Dutch Bros has to correct you so that, you know, it feels better than...
Well, I drive a Porsche 911. I'd rather drive a Porsche 911 than a Porsche 911.
I don't give a fuck about saying 9/11 or 9 or saying September 11th, whatever.
Never forget.
I mean, you gotta say that afterwards because, you know, you're recognizing
much
that
like
you're
the
saying 9/11. But yeah, it's way less cool than saying Trail of Tears.
Trail of Tears
for having an actual title.
Trail of Tears is probably one of the hardest names for a horrific thing ever.
Yeah?
It's a very... We should do... Bad events, cool names.
Bad events.
Good names for bad events?
Yeah.
I'll write it down.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Bad events. With cool names. I don't know. That's going to get risky. That's going to get... That's gonna get risky.
We're sliding into number one right here.
Yeah, Trail of Tears is right there.
Trail of Tears is way high up on the list. Trail of Tears is incredible.
If I put Firefest on that, are you gonna hate me?
No, Firefest is a great name for a bad event.
I don't know what Firefest is.
It's the...
This man's a genius, but also the worst.
Yeah, it was like an ultra-rich, super thing that just didn't happen.
He's like an influencer that started a huge... He was, like, inviting everybody to this festival. He was taking money for, like, $400 tickets from all these people because he was saying all these performers were going to come, all these celebrities, and it never happened. But he made tons of money off of it.
This is where the... This is the, what's Ja Rule think about the situation? That's where that meme came from. Where's Ja Rule at? What does he think? Get Ja on the phone.
Okay.
Fucking Modern Life is just...
Was this Modern Life or was that my dog? I can't tell.
Alright, let's wrap this shit up.
It was one of these dogs. Yeah,
our number one, baby.
I gave my number one.
Your number one.
My number one. Cream.
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 Cream of the crop, always on top.
That's a decent... Yeah.
Sure.
Cream.
He died for our sins.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P. in peace. No, he died for a lot of... He saved the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's the reason we're still around.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Macho Man. Synonym for money.
Sure.
Cream. The song by Wu-Tang. Big fan.
Next week. We're hitting you with our second iteration of Olympic sports, but it's winter Olympic sports this time.
Perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the winter.
I mean, it is the winter.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to find us on our website, you do so at thisiswhyyourewrong.net. We have an email at thisiswhyyourewrong@yahoo.com. We have an Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all thisiswhyyourewrong1. You can tweet at me until Twitter goes down. It looks less and less like Twitter going down.
Elon Musk, resign?
No. He said, I'll resign when I find a competent person to replace me.
Which means never, ever, ever. Because Elon Musk is the most competent person on the planet.
Are you an Elon Musk shill?
No.
Okay.
He's got Savant syndrome double except for
if he fucking pays me, go for it.
Social media.
I'll tell you all we want. You tweeted me at phnov1.
I don't have a Twitter. I was ahead of my time. Bye.
Holocaust is a great name for a bad event.
Blue on the list.
Deuces.